Phone Hacks. Ring a ding ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the Angelo Pappas to my Johnny Utah. Nick Capper.
Yes.
I'd be surprised if I haven't done that one before.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
Early days.
Angelo Pappas, that's what's her name's character, right?
You see.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck, we are that. That is us. I'm definitely Gary Busey in this situation. Yeah, definitely.
And we got a huge Busey head with us today.
Yes.
Matt Stewart is back.
Love the Buse.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Buse?
Oh, I mean, I think you've just probably referenced it there. I'm struggling to think of another one.
Yeah.
What else has he done? That mug shot, was that him or was that Nolte?
Nolte. I think him and Nolte get mixed up a lot.
Because they do, yeah.
If you put them side by side, they look nothing alike.
No.
But there's some vibe thing.
Old, shaggy, like, cracked out kind of.
Blonde hair.
Blonde, yeah.
They looked, those kind of guys that looked 70 at 40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have cruised since then.
Yeah,
that's the way
like
to do
wriggle.
It.
Yeah. It's amazing, you know, the three of us, we can't name another Buse.
No. That's kind of disturbing.
Oh, Speed. Speed? Yeah, maybe.
Who was he in Speed?
That's just another Keanu Reeves movie.
Which one do you think is Busey?
Yeah. Like, hey, wasn't Busey in the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Maybe, yeah. He was, wasn't he?
Bill and Ted, is that him?
Yeah.
I'm going to actually put it, this is boring for people, but I'm going to put it into IMDb.
I reckon he cameoed in Entourage or something as himself.
Right.
Oh, he did. He did.
It says
he was a painter?
Yeah, that's right. I think it was himself, wasn't it?
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah, those were the cool things about Entourage.
Yeah.
Like when I was watching it, you know, you were like, wanted to see the hot chicks and stuff. But now I'm less interested in that, more into like, oh, a cameo by Gary Busey.
Yeah.
That was cool.
I mean, you can really track the career because he started out, he was Buddy Holly in the Buddy Holly movie in 1978.
I cannot picture that.
Wow. Yeah.
And then, you know, he was in Lethal Weapon, the original one, as Joshua. I don't remember that.
Joshua.
Yeah.
Wow, what a character.
He was working at the supermarket or something.
Under Siege, he was commander something in that.
Ah.
But then as you get later on, it's like he was in a movie called Camp Mama.
Camp Mama.
He was in Sharknado 4. So okay. This is when they get to like the ironic stage of their career where they're like playing themselves, usually like an Entourage or whatever. But it's,
It's crazy because Nicolas Cage is in that kind of stage now where he's a bit of a joke and they made that joke movie about him.
He seems to be, I think he's still able to straddle both sides.
Exactly.
Though.
Yeah.
Living the dream.
I watched his doco where he just goes through, it was one of those GQ things on YouTube or whatever.
Yeah.
Where he just goes through all of his movies and how he acted in them and stuff. And I'm like, this could not be any more interesting. Like, it is fucking awesome. Like, the way he gets into a role and you're like, oh my God.
So Ghost Rider 2 was method?
Yeah.
He set his head a lot.
Do you know what? Funnily enough, I didn't get to Ghost Rider.
No?
It was just in a YouTube wormhole. I think I turned it off before Ghost Rider.
It couldn't have been any more interesting. Didn't finish it.
Yeah, it was more than, you know, a YouTube video when it's more than 2 minutes. Yeah. You're like, fuck. Yeah. God, what is this feature length?
How long's your hour special on YouTube again?
55 minutes. Just what? 54 minutes over boring.
You get to, in the back end of it, you're looking at the average views. What are you? You're cracking the 2 minutes?
Oh, man. Some guy, because I reckon I would turn it off after
that's so hard. I don't know why, but YouTube, it's easier to turn it off.
Yeah.
If you sit down and put on a Netflix hour, more somehow it's so similar, but one you're more committed to.
It ropes
to.
You in.
Yeah.
Well, with Capra Special, there's no skip ads. It's a skip special button. And that gets some clicks.
There are heaps of people have approached me about ads and stuff. And I decided not to put it in it. You know, just one guy actually came up to me after a show because there's a story I do at the end, and I think it's all right. But it's definitely the flattest part of the show, I think.
It's good to save those for the end.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, everyone turns off by half an hour anyway. Yeah.
You want to end strong.
You want to end, you know, okay.
Yeah.
But he was like, oh, I really enjoyed the story at the end. And I was like, fuck. That's probably the only guy that's ever gone to the end.
Yeah. That's, I mean, well, it's all free, obviously. It's yeah. all, so people are checking out. I think that's maybe because Netflix, you pay for a subscription, you're more invested.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
I've just, ever since I've been sick, I was watching, you have more time on your hands. So I think that's when you watch YouTube videos more. Like you're kind of more into it when you just have nothing, no engagements or anything.
Yeah.
And I've actually watched a few that were an hour or two, and now I'm kind of in now.
I think
I'm watching those.
I think it's changed a bit. The comedy on YouTube, it's become like a lot of big acts are putting hours up.
Yeah.
Mm.
The haven of the straight white man.
Yeah,
comedy. It's the only place that'll have us.
No gatekeepers on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Otherwise, otherwise, Capra, if he wasn't a straight white guy, that would be worldwide on Netflix.
Oh,
yeah, dude. Exactly. Yeah.
I mean, there was when is Capra and people like him, white men, you know what I'm talking about? When are they going to get their chance?
Yeah. It's true. You know, if you're any ethnicity, which one would you be?
Oh, God. Because there's a lot I have a crush on.
Yeah.
You know, like I have a crush on.
Oh, so this is your fetishizing.
Like,
this
I mean, African-American men, so cool.
Okay.
Like fucking amazing, like cool dudes.
What do you say crush on?
A Brazilian black guy. They're like cool.
B-B-C.
Yeah, I love the accent. You know, it's good. Yeah. Who else? That's it.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
just top two.
I'd like to be Japanese, but I'd have to be jacked. Like, I love seeing a jacked Japanese.
Like the guy. Like the guy. The guy.
I can't believe you haven't answered this question. I'm like, this is a trap.
Yeah.
Cap is like, full, like, and he's just like, well, yeah, I've put a bit of thought into this. Let's see. Let's get the list out.
Yeah. Just let me go to my phone.
Yeah. So you're thinking like the guy in Bloodsport with the big pecs that he could flex one at a time?
Yeah. That's, at my climbing gym, you see some jacked Japanese guys, and they're fucking cool.
Yeah.
Like, they're cool. Like, I love them.
Great,
you know?
Calves.
The ones that aren't jacked, get out of me.
Get out of me.
I was going to say, get out of my sight. No, the jacked Japanese guys, they can go in me anytime.
Oh, yeah. That's a fucking open house over there. Well, that was, you know.
This podcast has changed since I was on last.
Has it? It's more fucked?
Yeah.
How can it get more fucked?
Yeah.
How have we got more fucked over time?
I know.
Anyway. I think last time we were just talking about how beautiful Jimmy Garoppolo was. Maybe it hasn't changed that much.
No, I mean, that's a good topic of conversation. But we always talk about that personally, me and Matt.
That's true. Hey, that was the day
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Off.
So quarterback for the 49ers.
Oh,
San Francisco. And he's just a dreamboat of a man.
Beautiful man.
Yeah.
We
and a winner.
A
he's
podcast.
A winner.
Like, that's a good thing for a podcast, good premise.
What,
straight dudes?
Yeah,
talking about the hottest guys.
So this is Rove's. Who would you turn gay for?
Yeah. Oh, is it? Is that what he did?
I think so.
Oh man, I think I dropped off by then.
Yeah, probably. You'd have to message him and ask if you can have it. Are you using this premise?
Yeah, no, that's good. No, well, we kind of wouldn't turn because. I mean, if they were that good, you would turn gay for them.
Okay.
But we're talking the perspective that we wouldn't turn gay for them, but we're still like enamored by them.
Right.
Yeah. You know? The Rove question was back in the time, I think people thought you could choose to be gay. But it sounds like maybe you're still there.
No, I'm thinking I would be gay if there was someone, hot enough.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you're a straight only because you haven't seen a hot enough guy.
Yeah, one that hasn't appealed to me yet. Well, I think that goes for everybody, doesn't it? Like, my mind isn't made up yet.
Right.
You know,
it's all a spectrum, right? Sexuality
Yeah. You could say that I'm bi, really.
Uh-huh.
Right. Like everyone's bi.
Yeah.
Because no one's met a hot enough.
Right.
Then person. You could also say everyone's, you know, maybe bestiality or necrophilia, because maybe they're like, I haven't seen a hot enough dead
corpse?
Body yet
yeah.
for make me want to bang it.
Yeah. If you saw a hot enough corpse, yeah, or animal, or
yeah, animal, yeah. You know, oh, I'm actually bestiality, you know. I'm
a, and if it so, yeah, if it was a male corpse, imagine how hot it would have to be. Yeah. Like you haven't met a living hot guy hot enough. So imagine how hot the girl would have to be
into
pre-death.
A gay necrophilia.
Yeah. Yeah.
What if it was a hot male animal that
hot
was
male
dead?
Animal. Yeah,
yeah,
see,
that's the highest bar.
There's so many speed bumps here that I've got to, contend with, you know.
A hot dead male animal.
Yeah, that's like a million to one.
But I tell you what, I'm not going to cancel it out. Yeah. I'm not, you know, it's still open.
Never say
the door
never.
Is still open.
Yeah, you
that's
just haven't
it,
met the right one yet.
Yeah, yeah,
it's beautiful. Really?
What kind of trigger warnings do you do at the top of the show? I imagine you've got some sort of boilerplate where you just have all of them.
We
don't do any trigger warnings. If we just go by, you've probably turned off by now.
Yeah. Just the premise of the show probably is enough.
I think so. I've had people tell me that, you know, it's all too cringy, you know, the pranks and the invasion of privacy and all the rest. But I feel like we're guest friendly and we're fucking dead to it. And now anyway,
we are dead to it.
I wonder if people are still finding it that cringy.
Yeah. Mm. I guess people are, I mean, if there is any first time listeners, the premise of the show is we swap phones, we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll or search history, and then we will do some hacks at the end. We're going to keep this kind of classic.
Yeah.
Capper and I will roll some dice, which we haven't done in a while, so there will be some options.
Yes.
And you have all those things. You got draft tweets in the phone, Matt.
Yeah, I double-checked on the way over. Some of the categories are a bit lighter than others.
Yeah.
I didn't look at my notes, but there's definitely a lot of stuff in there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Screenshots seem to be a lot of screenshots of, I mean, like a gambling group. Lot of it was just me screenshotting who I'd gambled on so they could. So I don't know if that's anything.
Man, this
I don't want to look. I don't want to spoil what might be coming up.
This is weird because, like Connell, past guest, you had a gambling problem. But you still, like Connell as well, like he still follows the horse racing and stuff, but he just doesn't bet on it anymore. Right. Is that like you as well?
I'm the only betting I didn't do any betting for a long time. I don't think my problem quite got to his level.
It was probably more of a
drinking / gambling problem.
Ah.
I had a phone gambling account, which I would be very responsible with.
Yeah.
Sober. But I remember one night we were out at the retreat and I'm like, you know what? I reckon this is a short. Collingwood win tonight. And I just slide $500 across and they lost. Yeah. And I wake up the next day going, what? I would have won like, they were like so short that I would have won me like $80 for my $500 stake, but I just lost that. I'm woke up, what was I doing?
Yeah.
And then there was one other one that was even, and I'm like, right, that's the last straw. Yeah. I think the last straw was actually when I bet on a horse that died in the race.
Because
I was starting to be like, oh, you know what? People are going, aren't you some sort of animal lover? I'm like, yeah, sort of. And they're like, and you gamble on horse racing? Isn't that a bit cruel? I'm like, nah, they love to run. They love to run, right?
Yeah.
Do they not love to run? So I'm starting to question. I'm like, no, and I was able to put it in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
And then the last bet I had was on a Melbourne Cup and the horse didn't make the finish line.
Oof.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I feel like that's a sign.
Yeah, that's a sign, yeah.
So I haven't gambled on horse racing for
was
a
the
long
dead
time.
Horse hot and male?
All right, I'm going to have to see a video of this.
Yeah. That's all right.
I haven't given up.
It was actually a Jack Japanese horse as well.
Shit.
I mean, it was a Japanese athlete in a way.
We're hitting all the right buttons.
Too
here.
Small. I'm not going to go for a small. I want big and jacked, all right?
A horse isn't jacked enough. Yeah. I'm talking about a literal thoroughbred, man.
Well, because this is interesting. On the draft tweets front, like we recently did a road trip together, me and Matt, and we went to regional Victoria. We were still in Victoria, weren't we? And on the way there, the big breaking news on Twitter was that Ricky Martin was banging his nephew. Did you see all this?
I saw this because I saw your tweet where I thought you were drunk. I thought Mike's drunk.
He was sitting with a bottle of red.
Yeah. I was having a few. But the thing is, because on the way down, the news had just broke. And then everyone, we were talking about how everyone on Twitter all goes for the same joke.
And we were predicting a lot of Living La Vida Loca jokes, tweets.
Yeah.
And we, like, as soon as we arrived and, like, we're just scrolling, and it was like, oh, they're coming up. And one of them was literally just, well, I guess Ricky Martin is Living La Vida Loca. Like, there wasn't even a
twist. Yeah, there was no pun. There was no kind of angle on it. Just, like, straight up just saying the name of the song. And then people were like, I guess he bangs, or whatever.
That's the one I would have gone for. Because I love She Bangs. Yeah. I love that track.
Oh, it's great.
It's beautiful.
I think the William Hung version is much better.
Yeah, that one's good.
But, and then we're laughing about how everyone, you know, goes for the same joke on Twitter, blah, blah, blah. And then me kind of shitposting about it when we're all sitting around waiting to do the gig. My tweet was more like Living La Vida fucking your nephew. And then Matt was like, I want to retweet this. And then he retweeted it. It got, you know, not a lot, a bit of traction, you know, like people appreciating
it. So you guys were kind of doing an off Mike's phone hack thing. Yeah. Because I kind of fell for other Mike's. I didn't get that you were making fun of other people. I just thought you were losing your mind.
We had that discussion. Yeah. I'm like, everything I post is some level of a shit post.
Yeah.
But nearly always people respond to it sincerely. And you're like, fucking hell.
No.
You know that irony that you're describing back to me? That was intentional.
Oh, yeah. And everyone's so literal. And like, I find, you know, TikTok is way worse even for that shit. But got a little bit of traction. I totally forgot about it. And the next day I had a notification. And then I looked and I was like, oh, this the retweet's gone. And then I noticed that Matt had bailed on the retweet after a day.
What a coward.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm like,
you guys were in this together. You made a pact.
I know. Every week or so I'll go back and take away retweets of gigs and stuff. My finger must have slipped.
But I got it. I was like, yeah. Like, people, it didn't do well enough to, like, you know.
No, I think when I saw it, it was beyond 50.
Oh, shit. It's something.
You know, it's something. Yeah.
But not
anything
enough
over 20 is pretty good.
I think because, like we said, most people would have seen it as a literal joke or something.
Yeah, that's I get the guilt sometimes. Well, I'm like, look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But someone was telling me he was denying it. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that's what I saw. I was like, what's this?
Yeah.
What am I posting about? Oh, okay, there's like a thing and, you know, maybe, you know, there's two sides of every story. And I was like, oh, fuck. Poor Ricky. Like, it went from me like, Ricky's bad.
That's
and I'm like,
brutal.
Oh, poor Ricky.
Yeah. But, you know, like, it was fun while it lasted.
Yeah. And that,
oh,
the worst,
it was a great time.
I feel ashamed that I didn't get it because that's my favorite type of joke.
And it's, I mean, if you're not getting it,
terrible.
Yeah.
You can assume that, like, you'd love to know why a lot of people liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they maybe thought it was like an actually clever take on the whole news story. Or like Living La Vida fucking your nephew. It's funny because
that's
terrible.
So funny.
The clunkier the better, right?
Yeah, I reckon. Yeah.
Yeah.
But obviously not clunky enough.
Not clunky enough. Yeah. It's it's gone.
Anyways,
did you even move to caps? Like it was.
I moved to caps. Like the emphasis was on the fucking your nephew with exclamation points. You know, like I really tried to get across how bad it was.
Yeah.
And then I tweeted something else. You know, like everyone's doing the he's a 10, but he wears ripped jeans or whatever.
Right,
you know, like shit like that.
Mm.
And then I put one like he's a 10, but when he's in a new city, he says, name of city, I am in you, right?
Yeah.
You know, making fun of people who did that. And then, like, someone commented, oh, good one, Goldstein, the 1990s called. They want their joke set up back. Yeah.
That was from the 90s. Yeah. Wasn't it? Time is fucking fast, wasn't it?
And I'm like, but saying something called and they want something back is from the 90s.
You
know what I mean? What are you fucking talking about?
Well, it's possible that he was shitposting you, right? That's the confusion. Because I'll get annoyed at someone not getting my shit.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, wait, or am I just not getting them?
Yeah.
doubling down. It's a slippery slope in there.
It totally like, is.
Where's the boundaries?
There's yeah. You can't read tone. Everything just escapes everyone. So it's
yeah. I feel like we should just pack it in, really.
speaking of Twitter, I've actually had a resurge on Twitter.
A resurgence. Yeah.
Thanks to last week's episode, you guys found in the drafts. I had that tweet where I said. I've got to get two ribs added to stop sucking myself off.
Oh, that's good.
And then I put it up.
That might be a 90s joke format.
That's
evergreen.
It's full 90s joke.
It's always kicking on. I still use it. Like, it's always rolling around in my head. Oh, if ribs come up, it's the thing you think of, right?
Yeah, it's
the
yourself
thing
off.
I think of. And just, I love that it was associated with Marilyn Manson and Prince.
Yeah.
Like, that is the weirdest two.
Every generation has their own. I wonder who today's generation is.
I've heard the Bible angle on it, where it's like Adam removed a rib to create Eve and then suck himself off or something like that.
That one's good.
That's pretty good.
Alistair Trumbull-Burgill had a. He sucked it. He took out a rib so he could suck his own rib.
That's good.
Yeah.
Did Aaron Chen have one as well, where he goes and take the ribs out and eat them? I love ribs.
Something like that.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, I thought it was going to be funny, but I thought it would get nothing and people would rip the piss out of me.
Yeah.
It's on like 92 retweets. It's fucking gone crazy.
Dude.
So yeah, my phone just went off.
Have you gone viral?
Non-stop. Well, that's viral for me on Twitter. I get nothing.
No, I don't think I've ever had anything retweeted 92 times.
Yeah. It's fucking wild. So
Matt
thanks.
Will go in and retweet it, and then the next day he'll pull his retweet.
He'll have retweet remorse.
I want to suck my own dick and have ribs gone.
Honestly, Mike, I think it was some sort of, it must have been a glitch or something. I don't know how that the algorithm.
But then I lost faith and I deleted the whole thing.
Oh, you deleted?
Yeah.
Man, that's a tweet we should get you to do. You go, I heard Ricky Martin took two ribs from his nephew so he could suck his nephew's dick.
Oh, honestly,
like
that would probably go all right, I reckon.
That would go pretty good.
Ricky, you don't need to. You're overcomplimenting.
You can just do it, man.
Well, I mean, probably you shouldn't, but.
Yeah.
Speaking of last week, we had great guest Oliver Clark.
Oh, OC.
So good.
Yeah, OC was on, and I think he was the only one who did a heck in the end because we ended the episode with him agreeing to do the support announcement of doing a support spot for John Mayer as his John Cox persona. So like he does like a rock, what kind of alt rock? No, it's not alt rock. How would you describe it? John Cox.
Yeah, it's like kind of I guess like. 90s style rock. Yeah. It's good. Pop rock.
So he did a story on Instagram saying, do you have it there?
Yep. OMG, big news. My side project, John Cox, has been asked to support for a very big act, also named John, in brackets. This mayor may not be happening sometime later this year.
Yeah.
And then he got a heap of messages back. People were like, OMG, congrats. People were clapping. Deal Rock Jay Singer fell for it, which was sick. He's like, "Whoa, that's fucking so awesome, mate! Wow."
that's very believable.
Yeah,
I feel like you could. I mean, now that I think about it, it's probably not that believable, but I feel like I'm not surprised people fell for that.
Yeah. So good.
That's when it gets the cringiest, I think, is when people are believing.
Totally.
Yeah.
Because then he put up another story saying this is for the Phone Hacks podcast, but he was actually, the amount of support he got, he was flattered and it felt all right. Like usually people feel kind of gross after doing one of our hacks. But he was like, no, it was just very nice. Oh, people were real excited and, you know. And
I remember years ago Ben Knight did one.
Yeah.
And I DM'd him saying, hey, mate, you know, I took it sincerely. I think he was saying he was quitting social media. Oh, give us your number, right. I'm messaging. Yeah. You know, yeah. And then he's like, I'm so sorry. This is for that fucking stupid podcast. And I'm like, wow. I reckon a little bit of me died that day. And it never came back. The cynic, you know, just grows from there.
The cynic grows, but it's also, you know, you're showing you support a friend and he reached out and you reached, we're bridging a gap that might not otherwise be bridged.
People have got angry in the past and they've been fooled.
Yeah.
And you can tell. They're not cool.
I was only
man.
Angry at myself.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah, goddamn.
You believed a totally believable thing that's kind of a bit out of place.
The ultimate lesson is, I guess, never reach out or be nice.
Yeah. Never trust.
Never trust.
Never open up.
So that was the only hack from last week. Those OCs. And I don't remember the hacks you've done in the past. I think this is the third episode.
I did one where I was, I think I called, who's the man of many faces, that Australian comedian.
Oh, that was good. Yeah.
I just said something about, he's the king or something.
Oh, loving it. Yeah, you took
Chris
a screenshot.
Chris Lilly. And yeah, that was one of those ones where, you know, like people I don't know that well commenting or haven't seen for ages, cousins and stuff going, oh, he's the best. And you're like, I'm so sorry, but none of us come out of this looking good, I don't think.
Because then they're just confused.
They're like, what? What's a podcast? I like Chris Lilly. I don't know.
Was that the only heck?
There
was another one.
I forget what it was.
Oh, I think it was like, one of those sincere sort of ones about... one of those sort of vague. So apparently a post I did recently offended some of you and I got banned for a few days.
That sort
of thing.
That's good. That's really good.
Man, we rule, really.
Yeah.
And that also got people in. I'm like, how are people hearing that in my voice? And where would I ever be like?
And that is so not you. Like, you've never posted anything offensive in your whole life.
And if I did, I would just be like, misjudged that. I wouldn't be coming back with this weird passive aggressive.
And if you did post something offensive, you would retweet it and ruin a pact.
I'd stare at the ceiling that night feeling awful about myself and the world.
Should we get into the phones?
Yes.
All right. So let's go handing our phones to the left. We'll spin the wheel each time so you can hold on to your phones for now. I'll spin the wheel first for me. Capper, you'll get my phone and then eventually pass yours to Matt, and I'll get Matt's. So in my phone this week, Capper is looking at camera roll.
Camera roll.
So this is screenshots or just all photos?
Just all screenshots, photos, everything.
Yeah. This is, have at it.
All right. Okay. Now, you have been... I don't know what to think of your cat photos.
There's too many.
Cat updates.
There's a lot. And I put it in the stories every once in a while and, you know, like it gets some traction.
It's just what a good thing to have up your sleeve that you can just post something. I feel like I'm not thinking about it, I haven't posted a photo on Instagram for a week. Fucking hell, scrolling through my photos, there's nothing here.
Nothing, yeah. But the cats thing, I don't know, you don't want to overkill. You don't want, you know, because people hold me in this ultra masculine.
Yeah, that's right.
Regard.
I know, that is a fun thing.
Here's
some funny
kitty
thing.
Cats.
Yeah.
I do love.
Best in the bubble.
What past Goldstein would think of future Goldstein.
Yeah.
I could imagine rocking up to a Phone Hacks episode, you know, 3 years ago. Have you seen that fucking prick that puts all these cat photos up? I'm sick of it.
It's the last 3 years. Big changes are happening.
A good friend of ours put up too many dog photos.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that you could just not follow somebody, but not un...
Yeah. Depending on the thing, you can do that.
Publicly
not following them, but you can just stop seeing their stuff.
Yeah.
And then now I've been hanging out and stuff again. And I'm like, fuck, if I refollow them, it's going to look so shit.
Oh, they'll
shit.
See it. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to learn for that. Right, yeah, right.
Yeah. But like in stories, because it's, you know, whatever, it'll be gone in 24 hours. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Right? I never, main grid, it's got to be pretty
main
special.
Main grid's got to be good. Main grid's got to be real good. Got to, oh yeah, this is. I saw that photo. You got a heap of blokes in puffer jackets,
yeah.
The crew, and you put up a photo saying, "Can't wait to be in the puffer jacket crew."
Uh-huh.
It's got you and your partner, and you're at some botanical lights or some shit.
We went to one of those. The Lightscape Festival.
Yeah. Can only imagine what 3 years ago Mike G would want to say about that.
It's got a photo of Becky Lucas.
Yeah.
Looks photo like you photo. Just took this photo out of a wallet. Out of your wallet.
Actually, funnily enough, I keep it on the ceiling of my bedroom.
First thing you see,
Becky
last thing listening. You see. Yeah.
No, she's meant to be doing some episodes of the TV show. And they had that discarded in the office at the production company because she's... was meant to be doing a few of the episodes, is only doing one, so they like took her off the board and threw it, and then I took a picture of her discarded photo.
What a great...
Is there a bin for discarded guests?
Yeah.
What a great comrade, huh? Just like, this is where you failed.
Yeah.
That's good. What else we got here? Far out, yeah. I think we've gone through a lot of this stuff.
Have we? Well, I
accidentally went into all photos.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened then.
That's what you want.
Okay. Anyway, sorry.
First step.
I don't know why it's gone. It's gone away to the bottom.
Right.
You did have another one of you at, is it the Lucky Cock?
Yeah. So it came up as a memory of just me performing at the Lucky Cock and there's just one person sitting there and the rest of the room's totally empty. And it's a... fucking terrible memory of me just bombing.
And I, the Lucky Cock.
Yeah, who would have thought? And then I paired that with a tweet that it went all right, and just to put up in stories, you know, to offset the cat photos. And the tweet was, I do stand-up comedy like I lift weights, complete sets to failure. And then I just, put that with the photo, and then, you know, it's more content, you know? We're all...
The Lucky Cock was a real institution, wasn't it? It was quite a...
A shit fight.
Just a crazy room, because usually when you perform in comedy and it's not good and no one's laughing, they either leave slowly throughout the show... or they leave at the break.
Yeah.
Whereas at Lucky Cock, they wouldn't laugh.
Yeah.
But then would always be there after the break.
You were background noise on stage, really.
Yeah.
Because it was one of the ones that's thrusted on people having dinner.
Yeah, it was like $4 pizzas.
It's still going, you know, it's back.
Oh, really? Is it back?
Yeah.
Mate, I want to go there.
Oh, man.
Fuck. I remember one night, speaking of my special, just to record, I was like, I got to get these words out. In the hardest place.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just asked you if I could do a 45-minute set at the Lucky Cock, and he said, no problem at all. And I just yelled into the void for like 45 minutes.
Little confidence booster before the taping.
Fuck. I think that's why the taping went so well, because it was just like...
people?
People.
Yeah.
Like responsive.
Good venue.
It was so good. Yeah. And they hated me after like... I reckon around, I was going okay for the first 25, and then the last 20 was like, we are so over this brick.
Oh, God.
This sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do one more. You've got, now, Mike, I didn't know you're a fan of the royal family. Uh-huh. It's got a picture of the Queen.
Yeah.
And then a man standing beside her with a certain physical feature.
Uh-huh.
He's a large man.
Yeah.
Why did you take a photo of this? Do you know the name of this man?
I am kind of a fan because his body is wild, right? He's like a massive dude.
Yeah.
And the buttons on that suit jacket are working harder than anyone I've ever, you know.
That's great.
He's got a tiny little head.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Queen's small and frail and she's standing in front of him. And I'm like, maybe it's been memed, but it's like it's just waiting to be memed.
That is...
Yeah. And I just like I just saw it. It popped up, and I just found it to be a fascinating juxtaposition of body types.
This he looks awesome, but
yeah,
like
yeah.
I mean, hopefully he's not a bad person.
I don't think so.
Because you know he's standing right there with the queen.
Yeah,
she doesn't have low standards, but he looks like a love. I'd love to meet that man. Yeah. Look at that face.
Oh, dude.
He's full of joy. Why he's meeting the queen?
He's really tall as well as huge.
He's huge.
So he's just a huge man. It looks like photoshopped.
Yeah. But it just looks like one of those pictures that is just going to get memed into oblivion. Yeah. But I never saw or attempted to make a meme. All right,
talk us through what
would
you do
with
that?
What's a cool meme? So you've got like a large, tall man standing kind of over the queen or behind
with
the queen.
With the biggest torso you've ever seen in your life. Yeah. And the suit jacket is just, those buttons are goddamn struggling harder than
what would you say my partner and I getting into an Uber after Sizzlers or some shit?
Yeah.
Or would you have superimposed like, you know, one of those ones that's meant to be sort of smart, like over the queen says the economy.
Yeah.
And over the man it says
inflation.
Third wave of COVID.
Yeah. Now we're cooking.
Yeah. So that's what it would be, you know, like expectation versus reality.
I don't think that makes any sense at all.
Not at all.
Often I don't understand what those memes are meant to be.
Ricky Martin's dick, and it's got the big guy.
Yeah.
His nephew.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, we got to get off this.
No. But it's just, man, I'm just fascinated. He looks kind of like British Peter Griffin a little bit.
I see that.
Yeah. I just love that big fella. I know.
Isn't there something about him? I can see why you're drawn to him.
That coat would double as a parachute. Like that, there would be so much material needed for that coat. Like that is just like a large, because he's not like, there's a little bit of fat on him.
Yeah.
But also he's just a large human being.
Oh.
You know.
And the little head and the giant, even the frames on his glasses, there's just a lot going on.
Yeah.
We'll post it in the group if people haven't seen it, but it's a picture that I'm surprised didn't.
I reckon a guy like that would get a lot of chicks.
Yeah.
Just like, it looks like a guy that could protect you. An immovable force, you know?
Oh. You can't not look good in a tailored suit sort of thing. That looks like an expensive suit.
But he does need a bigger jacket. Like that, those buttons.
That's not a man in his dad's suit, which is what I always look like when I'm wearing one.
That would be funny if that's how the queen got assassinated. Like one of those buttons flew off. Like if any direction of anyone's skull, it would go straight through.
All right, spinning the wheel to see what Matt is going through in Capper's phone.
Still on the Oppo?
No, man, I got a beautiful Samsung.
Ooh,
yeah.
That you'd be getting phone sponsors by this stage, I guess.
No.
It is search history.
No matter what phone I've got, we just fucking bag the shit out of it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Search history.
Search history. There could be some boring shit in here, but there could also be some other shit.
History, all right. You got Dry July up top. Is it July now?
Yeah, I've been doing Dry July. The hospital asked if I could be an ambassador.
Mm.
I don't know what that, Mike and I have talked about this. We don't know what ambassador means. I thought I'd have to wear a suit and chinos all the time or something like that.
Greet people as they enter the Dry July events.
Always be at important dinners. They're like,
It just means you're the face of it, right?
Yeah,
you're bringing
I guess
attention to the cause.
Yeah. It's good. So, I've been doing, I feel good. But they have a bit of a joke thing now. It's a bit of a, I don't know how I feel about it, but I guess it gets more people to the cause. They have the golden ticket. Where you can buy someone a golden ticket.
Right.
But that just means they can booze for one day.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But I think it's a little bit of a cop-out.
Yeah,
I
totally.
Once you're in Dry July, fucking do it. However, saying that, someone bought me a golden ticket last weekend and I got absolutely busted.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I think it's a cop-out and I copped out.
I was the biggest cop ever. it's been good actually. I feel great. I'm going to try and extend it to 14th of August.
Right.
Yeah, because that's when my dad's birthday is. We're going on a big family holiday.
Yeah.
People should be able to buy the opposite of a golden ticket and have to extend it by a day at the end.
Yeah, that's good, man. Yeah. That's really good.
Platinum
I should
ticket.
Tell them about that. I'll tell the dry July.
This is, as an ambassador, you'd have a direct line.
Yeah, I'd be able to do it. Yeah,
you are extending it. I mean, you're taking it 2 weeks further into August than you would have done.
Yeah, but you can don't tell people that.
Yeah.
And make them pay
more.
That's true. Well, I'll tell you what I don't want to do.
Yeah.
Extend by 2 weeks.
Well, that's it. It's been so easy because I haven't really had an attraction to alcohol since all the shit. It ruins all your taste buds and everything. So it's been very easy.
Yeah.
So I've never even really felt like a beer. But I don't know how the beers actually went down really well on Friday. And I was like, fuck, this could be bad. Yeah. I was hoping they wouldn't.
Yeah.
So I could at least get maybe, you know, another 6 months off the booze or whatever. Right. But,
yeah.
I'm afraid I'm going to be chubby around the face soon enough and flushed and sweaty.
You look like back, old mate behind the Queen there.
Back to old me. Yeah. That's going to be me. My suit buttons are going to be flying off.
Yeah, I mean, like the Queen says dry July.
Yeah.
And the guy says
golden ticket.
Golden ticket. Yeah, we'll have to make that actually.
Yeah.
I'll turn it back on.
The next one was you're searching for a boat hire.
Oh, yeah. My partner and I have been doing like we've got to do a letter of the alphabet for each weekend.
So you mentioned this before.
So you're already up to B.
Yeah. So you every letter of the alphabet you do something.
Do a little date.
And so like what we were talking about it before, A was anal.
Yeah, that's the first thing I said.
Yeah. B is butthole.
Yeah, B is.
C is cornhole. D is doo-doo hole.
Doo-doo hole. Oh, that's good.
E is
entry of the rear.
U, that's my butthole. F is farthole. G is Goldstein watches.
Going out the back.
going
back door. Yeah, so, yeah. No, we, last week was A, art gallery.
Oh,
that was second to anal, so yeah, it was terrible. and then B and I've arranged that we go on a boat.
Great.
A boat.
Love it. So,
we do bicycles, then boat.
So you got to. So this is a 26 week or whatever.
Yeah, 26 week
project.
Thing.
Love it.
Yeah, but she said no bicycles, no bicycles.
Okay. So you can veto.
But
there's some complicated letters. Q is
Queen. Look Queen? At the Queen meme.
Look at the Queen meme.
We all get together the for the nod. Yeah. Look at the Queen meme.
Yeah. Z is look at the
David Quirk.
The zipper on that guy's suit.
Free tickets to David Quirk. Private show with David Quirk.
Quirk show? Yeah.
Quirk.
What's Z?
Quantum physics. Z.
Yeah. Zoo's the club. Yeah.
There's
a few zoos in Melbourne.
I was
talking to someone today and they said we could just do all drinks that are cocktails. You know, you could daiquiri. I don't know what the
list
other
goes
ones
on.
Are. Yeah, dark and stormy, but that begins with D as well. Martini.
Yeah.
Skip a few weeks.
Yeah. S, split up.
Yeah, split up. Yeah. Could do that for a weekend. That's good. Yep, yeah.
That's
know.
All right.
O, open relationship.
H, hall pass.
A hall pass. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Yeah, this is looking better. You know, I thought it was a dumb idea at first. It should be good. I guess it's the longer you're in a relationship, the tighter you get as a couple.
Yeah.
But then you kind of divide within common ground.
Right.
More. Like when we were going out together, we were like, you know, you're all in love and she's like, oh, I'd love to go climbing with you. You go climbing and, oh, I'd love to do this. I said, oh, I want to cook with you. And then you're kind of doing things and then slowly – as you're like, I don't need to impress this person as much anymore.
Yeah.
They can just go and fucking do that.
Slowly they're getting home from work and you're not looking up, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes to that. So now we're trying to, I was thinking, we've got to find more common ground things we both enjoy.
Right.
Yeah, boning.
Boning, yeah.
Boning, okay.
Well,
the website's Go Boning.
I looked up activities with B.
Yeah, that's it. You've got a website here, Scattergories.
Yeah, because I wanted to do boxing.
Yeah.
But then I thought, that's kind of
not. You just box
just
each other?
Sweaty and.
Yeah.
I mean, someone else is telling you how to box.
Yeah.
It's kind of shit.
Right.
Know? But yeah, so maybe I'll do boxing if we go around again.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah. So.
And you're also looking at getting a tattoo of a, it says swallow. I'm assuming bird, or is that a, just someone, picture of a face swallowing?
Oh, no, I had an old joke that worked really well and I'd forgotten about it. And yeah. I'd forgotten the facts on the joke.
Right.
That, like, that I was watching this documentary on tattoos, and if you do 5,000 nautical miles as a sailor, you got to swallow.
Right.
So that was incredibly dangerous to do 5,000 nautical miles. It was a big deal. So that's, and then you got to swallow.
Yeah.
And I was like, so it's kind of carried on through to today, because now when you see someone with two swallows, you're like, oh, that guy's made 10,000 baby chinos.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, yeah. So I was like, oh, fuck. I got to bring that one back into the mix.
Yeah.
You know, when festival's not coming up for a while, but, you know, you just get nervous already. You're just scrapping around anything, looking through any old notebook.
It's amazing how much of the year is filled with anxiety.
Oh, fuck. I would not wish this on anybody.
The swallow thing, without saying bird, though, like, I thought you were going to take some kind of blowjob
angle. Yeah, that did
angle.
Feel like it was going in a punish way.
Yeah.
No, I'm not that crass. I'm never rude. I would never.
You do 5,000 nautical miles, you have to swallow. Yeah, it just sounds, I thought there was going to be some kind of
I could do something afterwards, but yeah. Yeah, no, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The twist is there's no twist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess everyone in the room is expecting this. Here we go. Oh, a barista joke.
Now you have two swallows. You have to suck off 10,000 dudes.
You get two ribs removed and then you get two swallows.
If Ricky Martin had two swallows, he'd suck off his cousin 10,000 times.
There you go.
There you go.
This search for female pop singers 2020.
Oh, yeah. I'd forgotten Ariana Grande's name.
Yeah. There's a group that I confuse. Who's the actor on Only Murders in the Building?
Selena Gomez. We were talking about her on the road trip.
Yeah, you find her tedious.
I can't, like, her monotone voice.
I love her voice.
She's a shit actor, and it's hard to watch.
Yeah, I don't know. It's sort of bad. I'm a fan.
I
she
heard
sounds
that's a really
like
good
her,
show.
Sort of like a kind of depressed Kermit, you reckon? there's a murder in the building. I love it.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know. It's so bad.
It's the putting her with, like, these, you know, comedy royalty of Steve Martin and Martin Short. And then, yeah, you got this weird Kermit voiced, like, boring, bad actress. It's like, it takes me out of it.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Man, you were telling me that you were angry because she was the only not white person in the show, and that's what made you rarely angry about
it. I want only white people in the building. Then I'll watch.
You were like, oh, God, if it was just another white dude in there, it would have been so much funnier.
Yeah.
You
know? They're in this big, fancy building on the Upper West Side, you know. Bring some reality to it. Maybe if she was the help.
Maybe it was the dude. Oh, fuck. Anyway, anything else there?
It was something about Chris Hemsworth's wife.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Fuck, I can't remember that.
Who is Chris Hemsworth's wife?
Yeah, I don't know.
She's an actress, I think. I know she's in some terrible movie on Netflix that came out recently.
Right.
I think she runs a fitness business or some bullshit.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
But you wanted to have a look? See what...
Boars and Babes Australia?
Boars and Babes. Yeah, that's a bit of research for a thing I'm writing.
Sure.
Yeah, well... Yeah.
What are you writing?
No, this guy asked me to maybe write something. I don't know what it is, like a thing.
Novel or...
Yeah. And
awesome
I was
babes.
like a idea for something. And because he said, oh, you're from the country.
Yeah.
What's funny about the country? And I'm obsessed with this magazine. I don't know if it still comes out. There was a couple.
Yeah.
They were pig hunting magazines. Uh-huh. One was called Bacon Busters.
Nice.
Just had blokes with their big pigs.
Nice.
And they would, you know, do an article on, like, the biggest pig you've shot and...
Right.
Like, they'd have the big, you know, photo with it, like, oh, I love this one. But there was another one that was fantastic. We've probably discussed it on there, and it was called Boars and Babes. So it was like dudes who'd shot a pig, and they would have the dead pig, and then they would have their girlfriend in underwear pose next to the dead pig.
Hell yes.
And it was the best thing you've ever seen.
It's amazing how some, like, you'd be like, that niche is too small to support a publication. But to find out that it's not only enough people to have photos to fill it, that it's a regular thing and people are, someone's like been typing on their computer to make that a website.
Yeah, that's a ding.
Bizarre. Like,
yeah.
And I was just seeing if it was still going, and there's an Instagram account that someone still does of it. And it was just cool because I loved, my mates and I love going through the magazine because the photographer obviously didn't give a fuck. So there'd always be weird shit. Like there's a lady lying down in one and there was a big bit of grass just sticking straight into her boob that you would just, like any normal person would just go, can you get that grass off your boob? It's highly distracting and it almost looks like it's stabbing you in the boob. But
yeah.
It wasn't taken away.
They left it.
So it's just left.
Other photographers, probably an artist, wanted to capture the moment.
Yeah.
You don't want to manufacture some false moment.
There was another one with the pig hanging up and this lady like next to the dead pig. And then you could just see all her clothes on the bonnet of her car in the background.
Yeah.
Like it was just heaps of
that's well I think that's just telling
details.
A story.
Yeah.
In a normal photo, you don't know what's happened just before, but that's how like every element of that photo is telling you something. I think that's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now let's stop talking about the women. Did you see any balls that got you thinking
any
about
dead
things?
Bored.
Dead male ones. Dead boars. No, I don't think so. I saw a couple of sows there that looked all right, but if they were living, it might have got me over the line.
Okay.
But they were dead. And I'm not fully on to necrophilia yet.
Right.
Actually, I'm not fully on to pigs yet.
Okay,
so
yeah.
The fact that they were female kind of got a little bit into it, you know.
Anything else real quick in the search history?
I found that the Hemsworth's wife thing was an article about how she didn't like his body, his Thor body, when he got real buff.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. Because he is a bit. I watched the Thor movie on the weekend. Pretty average, even though it's a good movie.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty. It was pretty good. But there's just so many Marvel movies that it's. I imagine if I'd seen that and not seen any superhero movies in a while, it would have been great fun. But you know, it's hard not to be a
That's
bit.
That's what
Nadia
and I were talking about. We were saying if we hadn't seen the other Taika Waititi Thor one, this would have been a great movie.
I still enjoyed it, but
I don't think it was any letdown from the filmmakers.
Yeah.
I think the expectation.
I haven't seen it yet at all, but I know you went because you have the Thor phone case on your phone and you're a huge fan. And so, you know, you wanted to go and you brought your own like little hammer, plastic hammer with you.
I went with my partner and my friends and stuff, but I was like, let me sit by myself, you know, just let me take this in by myself.
Yeah, with my thunder hammer or whatever.
It's also frustrating because Mike and Nighty, who I went with, both love to stick around for the bloody Easter eggs, and it is such a waste of time.
It's only 20 minutes of credits to have some guy come out and go, Zeepzorp is coming.
Exactly.
It's worth it.
And I have no shame except when it comes to those things. I'm like, I'm 39 years old waiting for a fucking Easter egg.
Yeah.
My life can get
Google,
any more depressing.
It's a big reveal. I'm so conditioned to it that I'd sit there. I did watch it by myself and I just sat there until I'm just realizing how sad this is all.
Yeah. You went alone. You actually went alone.
I was in the middle of a shoot day and I was meant to be going along to this. There were three separate shoots. The middle one, I didn't have any real active role. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go see a movie.
Great.
I was sick. I sat in and I went in one of like the Hoyt's Gold Class, whatever that's called. Ordered a curry and just had a great time.
Shit.
I didn't order a curry. But I had
cinema
an awesome
curry.
It was a running joke, right?
Thought it was funny that I was disappointed by a gold class curry. He's like, why are you ordering a curry in a cinema? And until he said that, I didn't consider that it was a weird thing to do.
It's not a cinema food, classically.
No. Yeah, it was a fun, because we're all talking about.
It smells and everyone's around you.
Yeah.
You can't see well enough to eat with a knife and fork.
A bunch of us were in a car and we were talking about, you know, bad meals we've had and stuff and, you know, complaints. Then Matt just pipes up with this, I had this awful curry at Gold Class once, and then everyone's
it was
just like,
really disappointing.
What the fuck are you?
My beef's with the Gold Class and how they've let their standards slip. Yeah. And they're like, what are you expecting?
Get a curry at Gold Class.
I mean, it's on the menu. Don't put that on me.
It's still one of the funniest things I've heard in my whole life.
It tasted it. For the texture of it was like people haven't ordered it for a long time, but it was there ready, you know? The rice was all sort of... You know, and it gets sort of, there's no moisture to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of dry, hard. Yeah, dude.
My partner and I have this game where we kind of, you know, you talk about things that you don't do order at certain places. So we always talk about one time was a Bribey Island RSL. And they, you know, you're just there, you're at the RSL, you get the favorites, you get out of there. And for some reason, I ordered smoked barramundi in like a iron bark. Tree bark.
It's hard to go past that on a menu, especially when it's where you're not expecting it.
Absolute huge mistake. Took like an hour and a half to come out.
Was
absolutely awful. The worst thing.
They're racking their brains trying to figure out how to make one out of the bag. No one's ever ordered this. Get Google.
Huge mistake.
Well, dude, one of the first times we hung out, Capper, you like stopped to get sushi at a 7-Eleven.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, this dude is fucking disgusting.
Yeah, that's not a huge mistake.
A huge mistake.
Well, quickly, we got to do Matt's phone because we're reaching the tail end of the episode. So in Matt's phone, I am looking at... search history again.
Search history. Oh, yeah.
Search history.
It's double on the search history.
How do I get to this?
If you got the Google app or...
Yeah, here we go. History. It's going to be... funnily enough, the most interesting thing might be the last thing. But yeah, a lot of it's just Twitter history and stuff because I deleted the Twitter app off my phone to stop going on it so much, and now it's
so this says,
I just purely use the Google app for Twitter. You know, it's hasn't worked at all.
Man, TikTok like sucks having another app, but also now it's almost kind of fun because you can skip between the four acts now. You're like, I'll just do. Because Twitter was just has been obsolete to me for like a year. I don't know why, but.
Oh, until this new tweet took off.
Until a couple of tweets took off. Now I'm like back on the bandwagon. Like, I'm loving it.
Which cinema has the best Vindaloo? that's first up. That's interesting.
Yeah, too many options.
But you're looking, and this is legit, you're looking up reviews of the phone hacks. Did you find anything?
If you click on it.
Yeah. So there's a few. Do we want to see these? I've never even looked
at the reviews.
I've seen the ones on iTunes or whatever, and they're all.
I think this collates all of the different.
Right. But if there's a bad one, maybe that's better.
Yeah, I only sort of briefly read them, but they were mainly 5 stars.
Oh, great!
Nice.
It's how brutal is it to read out? When I used to do Primates podcast, I had a thing. If you give me a 5-star review, I'll read it out on the podcast, whatever it says.
Yeah.
And the ones that are giving you, the idea would be that they could say anything and I'd have to read it out. But some of the genuine ones were the hardest ones to read.
Yeah.
You're like,
you can't make that
I'm
funny.
Like, oh, this is very nice, but I feel awful saying this out loud.
I think it is just all the iTunes one. And remember to give us a 5-star review on
there.
We
haven't asked for reviews in ages.
Oh, no.
We should do that every episode.
Do it. We'll read it out.
Do you, as having a much more successful podcast than us, is that what you guys do?
No, I always forget that as well. But on and off we do because they say like it helps. I think it's factored into some of the charts.
Oh, right.
And if you're higher up the charts and you're more visible or whatever.
You were looking up Splendor in the Grass stuff. Capper and I were talking about this before we started recording. It's an absolute shit show out there at the moment.
Is it the first day's canceled?
First day's canceled. I don't know if stage is going ahead, but they're all like stuck in a swamp out there. And it's amazing, dude.
They were in the queue for 12 hours. People were rocking up at 4 and not getting through the gate till 4.
Yeah.
4 p.m. to 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Stuck outside. Like, they weren't letting people in because, yeah, the traffic was backed up. So, like, sitting on a bus for 6 hours, even though you're 10 minutes from the grounds.
With the tickets you paid 500 and something bucks for.
Yeah.
And
they almost, I think what I was saying to you, that they almost want it to be like a fire festival situation.
Yeah.
And they're documenting it like that. They're look at this. But we're like, it's just shitty weather.
It's just shitty weather. I think it's not the fault of the organizers.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know, tell if there's a monsoon coming.
And the brutal thing is that it's the first one back from COVID.
Oh.
So they obviously would have been hurting for the last couple of years.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Some people just can't get a break, can they? There's this yard thing that's opened up near us and it's like looks like a – like they've taken over this car park space and they've got freight containers in there and they've made it this cool kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it opened right last year when everyone thought COVID was over. And
yeah.
COVID sparked up when everyone got it. There was no lockdowns, but no one was going
out. That's right. So it was worse in some ways because there was no support.
Yeah.
And no one coming out either.
Yeah, that's it, man.
So you're sitting in empty, your empty business is just.
Oh, and it was the cool, it was the hottest summer. It was looking sick and then nobody
what
was
a fucking roller coaster
place. Like they were just like, yeah, let's get a good idea. We'll fucking, you know, it's outdoors. That's great, but no one was going to it. And then now it opens every now and then, but it's always on the shittest day of weather. Like awful. I feel so sorry for them.
Yeah, I mean, the climate change, the biggest victim is people can't see fucking Josh Pike on the orange stage. Yeah, it's Splinter in the Crowd.
I was telling Mike, it doesn't matter if you just got heaps of drugs. Who cares? You know, I'll wait in the line for 12 hours if I'm down two pingers, turn up the bus tunes.
The best part of a trip, the road trip on the way in.
Yeah.
You got good, you're not by, you know, you got your mates there.
Yeah, mud.
Get the esky out.
Fucking someone gets mud on them. That's funny.
Yeah.
says all of our mates over 30 performing at Splinter in the Grass.
Yeah, imagine they're having a good time. Yeah.
A ton of Twitter stuff. I mean, you're into all the Wordle and
that's all. Yeah,
Hurdle and post,
every day. I think I've got like there's a car one now, Kappa. You might be good at play that each day. That it slowly reveals a photo of a car, and you've got to guess the make and model.
Oh fuck, shit. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think I play about 9 of them a day. 9 of the different Wordles and their spin-offs, yeah.
There's one for everything, isn't there?
Yeah,
yeah.
We should make one.
The thing is, I liked them because you can only play Wordle once. I'm like, that's so good.
Yeah.
You don't get addicted to it. You're not playing it all day.
Yeah.
But now they've made all these spin-offs that I'm now still spending an hour of a day on it.
Right.
Because they're like, can't go on my day till I've played the Quirtle.
Yeah. You would play the Hurdle one as well.
Hurdle, yeah, I like the Hurdle one.
Everyone's told me that one. I should do that one.
Enjoy the Hurdle and the Wordle I'll start with.
Ah, fuck.
Whoa.
But I've started being enjoying the car one.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah.
What would ours be called? We can think of one. Squirtle?
Hackle.
Hackle?
Slowly reveals a hack.
All right, that's it. Let's get into the hacks, shall we? So we're going old school on this. Where Capper and I are rolling the dice. This is a classic.
So what do the numbers mean?
So 1 through 6, obviously, on the die. And 1 is socials. 2 is a DM on Instagram. 3, Facebook comment. 4 is a text to a random. 5 is a rap.
Okay.
Excited about that. Yeah. And 6 is Facebook memories.
Ah, yes.
And the rap, you have to do that to people who don't know yet. Like, is that something you've got to, like, post a video of you rapping or something?
We've never done the video, have we? I don't think. I think we've recorded it, us rapping, freestyle rapping, but not sure if it's ever been posted.
No.
We want to go back through the apps and do like a super cut.
Do a super cut.
Even though we'll get canceled for every single fucking topic. One was like the age of consent should be lowered. That one went off.
A rap about
yeah,
that was fucking brutal.
So yeah, that's the numbers on the die. So I'll roll, see what I have to do. It's a 2, which is a DM. It's a DM. So Capper, do you have someone in mind for me to DM?
The trick is finding people who aren't going to be expecting it, right? So someone outside your immediate circle?
Outside the immediate circle and someone that will see it. Otherwise, it goes into the request folder and they might not ever respond.
Yeah. So, you know that dude from Neighbours? But he also...
Harold Bishop?
One big brother.
Blair Donahue?
Okay.
You stumbled across one of my pet topics.
Oh, really?
That year that he was on, we just happened to be there. But
yeah.
I remember everyone watched Big Brother. It was huge at the start, Big Brother. You remember that?
Yeah.
And we were out on a family holiday and we went to Dream World. And, you know, you could walk through the Big Brother area.
Mm.
It was very tedious, but yeah, I do recall Blair Donner. He was also in a Tism film clip.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Is it this dude? So I found a Blair Donahue, but I don't think
Blair McDonough. Sorry,
It's Blair McDonough.
Yeah, M C D O N O U G H.
So you don't know him? How's he gonna?
He's got 4,000 followers. He doesn't have many followers.
Oh, that's weird.
Oh yeah. So. Dad, husband, actor, DIY, and building enthusiast.
Yeah.
Full plate in the restaurant of life. Hell yeah, bro.
Yeah.
So, okay. What do you want me to message him?
Hey, mate. Was hoping to see you at the Logies this year.
Yep.
You can be my big brother anytime.
Okay. Was hoping
That's not getting a reply. There's no way that's.
Was hoping to see you at the Logies this year. You can be my big brother anytime.
Yeah, because he was on Big Brother.
Yeah.
What's he been up to since then? Is he still on Neighbours?
Neighbours is done, isn't it?
Yeah, Neighbours is done. Yeah.
Have you been on Neighbours? Mike, there's no connection here.
No. But like I was at the Logies where it was their last time ever there, all the Neighbours people, because let's face it, after this, they're done. So it was their last, you know, big thing, but they were obviously partying with the Channel 10 crew. So I didn't hang with them, but I think he'll see this because, you know, he doesn't have a huge following. Hey mate, was hoping to see you at the Logies this year. You could be my big brother anytime. Happy with that?
Yeah.
All right, it's out. Be funny if it was just immediately seen.
This is the first time in the episodes I have felt a real cringe.
Well, since you said it's your favorite subject, you got to send it.
Yeah. If we all said the same thing.
Spammed with big brother requests.
All right, now what have I got to do? I got to roll the dice.
Yeah.
Roll this dice.
There you go. Four is a text.
Oh, fuck. I've got to do a lot of these. It's like I'm running out.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What have I got to text?
All right. So in honor of our guest today, put in the letters MA into your contacts and see who shows up. As usual, preferably someone who's...
Could be Blair McDonough.
Yeah. M-A.
And...
Yeah.
I'll send you a photo to use because I don't know if we ever used it before. I think I floated this one when Ed Cavalier was on and he shot it down. It's a picture of Luigi, of Mario and Luigi fame. And it's a bedspread of him, and he's super muscly, and he's wearing a G-string. He's very well endowed, and it says, "That's how it is on this bitch of an earth." there you go.
That's how it is on this
bitch of an earth. And it's a huge, muscly Luigi with a giant dong.
I don't know if do I get it?
I don't think there's anything to get. And it's a bedspread.
I think this is a real... Is this liver de vila loca type joke? There's a lot of hats being worn on here. There's the first joke of a muscly Luigi with a big dick.
Yeah.
Then they're like, you know what? I'll put something else funny on there
this
as well.
This is how it is on this bitch of an. It feels like it's been translated and something's been lost or something.
Yeah, like you buy it at some weird like Japanese market.
Makes a lot more sense over there, maybe.
Yeah, I've got my old boss.
Yeah.
Maybe you met this guy. I used to work with him at a community TV station. Not Shane, but his boss, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
Matt, nice guy.
Yeah, nice guy. He's now, what's he doing now? He's in the public sector somewhere.
He was the best bloke ever.
Has he been targeted before on here?
No, he has not, funnily enough.
Yeah.
So, I reckon I wouldn't be surprised if he was aware of the show, though.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, when's the last time he texted him? It's probably been a while.
I don't think I even texted him.
Nothing? There's no history there.
Yeah, there's no history there.
Yeah.
He was the best dude ever.
Yeah. So send that through. And
I think the last time I saw him, I ran into him somewhere at Brunswick or something. Yeah. Anyway. fucking hell.
Muscly ass Luigi. Giant dong.
I hate it when people that are so cool.
Yeah.
And innocent people get caught up in this stupid fucking podcast.
Yeah.
People.
You hate that about this.
Yeah, I do. I hate that about this.
That's all we do.
If it's scum, if there's another scum, then that's fine.
Yeah. Well,
you know, but when it's not scum, that's annoying to me.
There's no tension if it's just scum on scum action, you know? Am I rolling?
We've got something for you if you want.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right.
You can. Oh,
okay. So I'm prepared.
But is there a caption with this? You send this through to the dude and you say, just new bedspread or?
Oh, no. I already sent just the photo.
Just the photo?
Should I write a caption?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you say? Yes.
Did Luigi have a catchphrase at all? Besides, that's how it is on this bitch.
Mama Mia? Mushrooms?
Yeah.
Something like this.
It's a me,
Luigi. A cool video game bedspread?
Yeah. Or something like, I remember talking to you about Mario Brothers back in the day. I thought you'd love this spread or something. That way it could be like it's almost a...
Oh, man.
Like the odds are he's probably... that could have happened as a conversation.
Yeah. Check this out or my best purchase or... Yeah, maybe just sitting there. Maybe with no context.
It just feels like it could be an error though.
Yeah.
And you're easier to ignore. But if you say, hey...
Well, you could say, sorry, wrong person immediately.
Oh,
after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, wrong Matt.
I remember talking to you about Mario Brothers. Thought you'd like this.
Yeah. Wait, so,
no, that's fine.
Yeah. Thought you'd appreciate this.
Sorry.
Anyway, I've already sent it.
Okay. Bracket. Yeah. Had a few too many on the eBay or something. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah. Have you already said
that? Yeah, I've already said it.
Oh,
yeah.
That you remember.
I remember talking to you about Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
Thought you'd like this.
All right, that's good.
Oh, man.
Matt, we have a weird one for you. Obviously, don't do shit if you don't want to, but I'm fascinated to see how this goes.
Mm.
Sam Taunton, who's been on the Phone Hacks plenty of times, good friend. He posts a lot of reels, but we're thinking maybe YouTube. He's got a few videos on YouTube that, you know, don't have a huge amount of views. And I think if you comment on one of the videos, it's amazing to me how you get so many opportunities.
He's gonna do it.
That would be quite out of the blue.
I think that's it.
This is so funny. Luigi. And then the funniest thing about this is Mike's in a group chat with.
So I want to see
Sam Taunton. So I want to see if he.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, you might be able to get the inside word.
Yeah.
And it's kind of good that it's on YouTube because not many people, if you comment on one of his reels or something, someone else could see that and they're like, oh, Matt's a prick.
Yeah.
YouTube maybe
YouTube, and you go to one of the videos that is, you know, around 1,000 views or under, I reckon, you know, and then he'll get the notification.
Yeah.
If someone comments.
Get a notification.
Especially if it's been years. And then it's, for some reason, it's Matt Stewart just talking shit.
Just talking shit.
There's one from 10 months ago that's had a bit over 1,000. That's bad good. Apartment Wi-Fi and being drunk alone.
Yeah.
Stand-up video.
That's good.
What a legend going through with it. That's great. That's
and then good. Just screenshot it and then see if he replies or if it comes up anywhere and then you could just delete it, you know.
Oh, right. That's such a fucking prick thing to say. So good.
This isn't going to ruin his day or anything, right?
No, I mean he's in splendor, fucking stuck in the muck.
He's probably coming down off something.
He's feeling a bit vulnerable.
Yeah. You're just shivering in a waterlogged tent, and then all of a sudden
phone vibrates
from Matt Stewart, the nicest guy ever. Just get the biggest burn.
So what was the wording?
It's amazing to me how you get so many opportunities.
The first time I met him was like, I think it was my first Raw Heat.
Yeah.
Back in the day. And I remember seeing him, it was at Corner Hotel.
Yeah.
And he was walking around, he had these big headphones on and he was sort of just like, I guess, going through his stuff. And I remember seeing him like, what's the fucking point of being here? This guy, like, I'm like, this pro's here.
Yeah.
He just had that aura right from the beginning.
Yeah.
It's amazing to me
how you get so many opportunities. Yeah. It's funnier that comment on a video that's, you know, just floundering.
Yeah. Yeah. YouTube's a hard beast. I've been trying to give it a crack lately, uploading a video each week.
Yeah.
And it is, you get excited over when you get 500 views on YouTube.
Yeah.
Whereas you only get excited if you get 10,000 views on Instagram.
Right.
You're like, oh, that's kind of cool. That's gone well.
Yeah. YouTube's days over or what's happening?
I think it's where it's at.
Right.
I think YouTube will be around forever.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I thought I would try and get in on it because I reckon that's the. And people on YouTube, when they're into you, they're really into you.
Well, there you go. There's the plug there for the end of the episode. Get on Nick Capper's YouTube. Subscribe. That's what you want. You want the subscribers.
If we have one, every listener of Phone Hacks subscribed or gave me a like, fuck, that would rule.
There you go.
That would be huge.
What's the address?
Just, I don't know, Nick Capper at YouTube.com.
That's it. Thank you so much, Matt, for being on again.
Thanks so much for having me.
You have the Do Go On podcast. And anything else to plug? Any more?
I'm doing some shows at the Good Chat in Brisbane maybe next month or something.
Yeah. Oh, great.
But yeah, my website, MattStewartComedy.com, would have details if that is a true thing that I'm remembering.
Yeah.
But yeah, Do Go On, the podcast about like history and stuff. Where
it's going well. And what, you guys got a show out, don't you? Were you doing an art gallery?
Yeah, we did. We just doing this little indie show, 6 episodes. We went around to different museums and stuff in Melbourne and told the story of the artwork in front of the artwork.
Oh, right. Okay.
So yeah, a couple of the NGV great. And went to Heidi and
The new Hannah Gadsby.
That's us. We're the new Hannah Gadsby. 3 of us combined make one award-winning comedian.
Yeah.
I mean, even that feels like I'm being arrogant.
Whatever happened to Matt Stewart? He went on one episode of Phone Hacks. really changed him.
Yeah.
No, this has been great, man.
I think that's it. Get on our Patreon. We got heaps of bonus content going on up there. Only $5 a month.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
What did we talk about on the latest Patreon?
We went deep into movies and
talk about a lot of movies. You talk about the Thor thing and a lot of other stuff.
So it's just like it's more of a chat podcast.
It's
you're not
just
hacking
me
behind the behind closed doors.
Not behind the
we're
scenes
not
so
held
much.
Back by a shitty guest or anything. You know, it's fucking balls out.
Some
it's
problems.
Wild. It's extreme podcast.
Wow.
Yeah.
There's the Logies episode where I dish all the dirt. So that's
that feels worth $5.
You know, Big Brother. Patreon's Big Brother After Dark.
Yeah, okay. You know, you so you see Mike, you two in the showers.
Yeah, we're in the shower and then Mike Goldman's talking over it. Yeah. Like, ah, what do we got in this room? they're having a shower.
Yeah, that's it. Anything else to plug?
No, that's all good.
No, cool. All right, we'll talk to you guys next week.
See you. Bye.
Later.
Bye.